I welcome everyone to Citizens Climate University tonight. It's a program designed to welcome all of our supporters, connect with each other, and empower you to achieve your larger goals for climate advocacy. This week's essential topic is uncovering the CCL brand. And tonight, we're lucky enough to have several joiners with us, the wonderful marketing and communications team. We'll have both Leslie and Allison with us in person. Allison started with CCL in 2015 and now is the marketing and events coordinator, and she continues to support organizations of the International Conference, Policy Boot Camps, and November Congressional Education Day. And along with her tonight, Leslie helps get the word out about CCL and brings CCL's values to life through its brand and supporting a fantastic volunteer experience, including all of you on the line tonight as CCL's marketing. So without further ado, I'll pass it to you, Leslie, and sit back, relax, enjoy the show, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. The marketing communications team is excited to present some work that we've been doing on the CCL brand. And so the agenda for tonight is, first, we are going to jump into what do we mean by a brand and why do we need one here at CCL. Second, we'll talk a little bit about some strategy work that we did for CCL's brand. And then we will cover how we are bringing the brand to life via CCL National and share some work that we've done. And the tail end of that will be a style guide that we've developed that we're hoping is a really useful resource for everyone to use when you're making things on behalf of CCL. So what's a brand and why do we need one? In short, we need a great brand because solving climate change is really the greatest marketing challenge of our time. And if you think about it, we know how to solve climate change today. We know what we have to do, but we haven't. And the reason that we haven't is people. And we aren't rational. We're complicated. To solve this, we need to get enough people motivated to want to solve it without pushing people over the edge into the abyss of despair. And that's a really complicated and difficult challenge. And so that's where marketing comes in. You know, I'm a marketer by trade, and so I tend to see everything in terms of marketing challenges. But marketing does bring a lot of best practices and tools and case studies that help us really understand our audience of people who are trying to motivate to take action on climate solutions and to come up with very good, crisp, clear, consistent communication. And now it's true that a lot of these tools were developed in the service of marketing things like shoes and breakfast cereal, but we still can use them and we should use them to help us solve the greatest marketing challenge of all time. When I talk about a brand, what I mean is a brand is really a communication of our deepest essence. It's our unique value to a specific set of people, and those set of people are our best fitting volunteers, partners, donors, congresspeople. So that's what I mean, is really distilling it down, and it's the answer to these four questions. So this is how I like to think about it. Coming up with the answers to these four questions is actually hard. It requires a lot of thought. The answers are very, very succinct. They're one-liners. They're not a laundry list. But once we come up with the answers to these four questions, everything else becomes easier because it serves as a foundation for everything that we say and do and show going forward. What I like about these questions is two of them really deal with ourselves, and those are question one, why do we exist? And question three, how do we serve uniquely? And the other two questions deal with the people we're trying to reach, and that's who do we serve and what do they gain by interacting with us? And so what I'm going to share with you tonight is some work that we've done at CCL National to answer these questions, and then subsequently what we've done. So it's important to note that we are not starting from nowhere. And so when I joined the CCL staff in January and we first really started tackling the brand, we already had a really, really strong idea of who we are and how we serve. And so we didn't really have to do any work there, right? So we're very clear about our mission, what we're trying to do, and we're very clear about our values. which is how we serve. And a lot of that is really due just to the sort of Marshall Saunders heart and soul being infused into our organization, is that we're really, really well set up there. Where there was opportunity was on the other two questions. We really had to do a little bit of work to distill understanding who we're talking to. And when I say that, I mean really on a in a broad sense. Like, so when we think about the potential universe of people who should be working with CCL, who should be volunteering for CCL, but who aren't yet, what are they like? Like, what are their emotional needs and what are their informational needs? And so we really tried to understand that on a broad category. And then our second opportunity was creating resonance. And by resonance, I mean the things that we say and show and do that let those people know that they should be volunteering with us in a really clear way. So we do ourselves and everybody else a great favor when we know who we're for and then who we're not for. A brand is a communication of our deepest essence to our best fitting volunteers and partners. And if we're not able to focus on who those are, then we're not able to have that resonance. And so one of the first things we did was try and draw some outlines around who we really are talking to and who we're really not talking to. And probably the most important one is that at CCL National, we crafted our messaging around the Yale Climate Change Communications Concerned and Alarm segments. And what that means just is that we are talking to people who already feel the pit in the gut about climate change. And that may be whether or not they're admitting it or, you know, they're sort of publicly admitting it, but they have to feel it. And so that we're not in the business of trying to convince people who legitimately aren't concerned about climate change that they should be. Because when we message around that, then we're not messaging to the group of people that really are right for us, which are people who really want to do something about it. And then the second interesting box is that one way or another, we're interested, the people who work with us are interested in the idea that we can work together to solve problems. And so while not everybody may be sold on that's the only way to do things, you do need to be open to that idea to be able to participate with CCL. So what we did in our project was we did in-depth interviews with CCL volunteers with the goal of really understanding where emotional needs are the same and where they differ. What we found, unsurprisingly, is that people are different. And not everybody has the same exact emotional needs or the same benefits from participating in CCL as each other. So let me give you a couple examples. There are people who volunteer with CCL who, when faced with a big challenge, are going to go out and learn absolutely everything that they can about that challenge. And sort of how they show up is that they master the topic and they know that if they could answer any single question about that topic, if ever asked. And so there are a lot of people that really show their integrity that way at CCL. And those people really are interested in understanding the in-depth details of carbon fee and dividend and how the climate policy works. And we need to be able to provide them that information for them to be able to show up and volunteer and be satisfied. But not everybody feels that way. There are people who really see the main benefit of CCL as being part of a larger group of people who care about the same problem that they do and the support they get from that. And so their interest tends to be more on the human side, where they're more interested in learning how to use what they know about human connection and development to bring other people to the table to get them to be part of the team as well. Still, other people are activists, right? They have a very broad profile of things that they're doing in the world to make it a better place. And CCL is just one of those things. For them, the work that they do with CCL really does need to make sense in this larger pattern of things that they do. And also, they really want to know that their time is being well spent. So, you know, they're allocating their time carefully between the things that they can work on And when what they appreciate about CCL is that it allows for very high functioning and efficient volunteers. And still further, we are really lucky to have a lot of students, both high school and college students, who don't yet know what role they have to play because they're still emerging as people. And they appreciate that they're able to try things out and learn more about themselves and their interests while they work with CCL. And so people have different emotional needs. So basically, we boiled this down to the following four brand pillars, which really are the major reasons that people today who volunteer and are staying with CCL volunteer, and also the most compelling reasons for people who are not yet volunteering with CCL to come volunteer with us. So the first one is big solution. We stay focused on a national legislative solution that will reduce America's emissions fast. This is a big deal, and it's not so much the details of the solution itself, but the focus on it provides real emotional relief to people who are concerned about climate change, but you know, don't know that there's anything that they personally can do. This provides a real relief to them. The next one is relationship driven. This one is a real beacon for the people, right? Where it says it's not just that we're polite and nice to work with, but that we put relationships at the core of what we're doing. And that is true, right? So we have, we listen, we find common ground, we build from there. And so that acknowledges the importance of that to people who are more relationship people. The third one is nonpartisan. We welcome and work with anyone who is serious about solving climate change. Now, that can mean anyone across the political spectrum, but it's also important to note that a lot of people just don't consider themselves political at all and don't want to be political. And so it allows room at the table for anyone who's concerned about the issue without them being required to change their own personal view of themselves or how they identify. And then the last one is effective. And so our volunteers make meaningful contributions every day that drive our mission forward. So our volunteers are busy people. We all have the choice to spend our time working on this or working on something else. And CCL's organization and also its focus on empowering volunteers really is attractive to a lot of people. So the way to think about these is, two things I want to say about these. First is that you should think about them like topics. So there's no need to memorize, you know, this specific talking point, but I think about them like buckets. So basically that I should be talking about one of these four things. And if I'm talking about something else, I kind of want to know how I can level it back up to one of the four buckets. And a good example of that is you might notice that nowhere here on this slide are the details of our solution, how it works. So there's nothing about a price or the port of entry or, you know, the rate at which it increases. And that's on purpose. And it's not that we can't talk about that if somebody's interested in it, but it's a nice way to remind ourselves that where it lives is in the big solution bucket and that the main point is that we have one and it's national and effective. So that's a way to think about these brand pillars. So with that strategy work in place, we started thinking about how do we bring our brand to life. And really, a brand only exists in somebody's mind. So basically, a brand is formed by a series of impressions that you get interacting with an organization. And it's a consistency of that impression that creates a brand. And it's also what creates trust. So basically, for someone to decide, you know, that they want to come work with us, they need to have most likely a series of consistent interactions or impressions with us. And that can be any number of things. So it includes how we act, what we say, what we show, and our stories. And so, you know, for example, if I'm shopping at the farmer's market and I have a wonderful conversation with you and you're tabling, that's a great experience. And I might go back and look at the website later, or I might go look at the Twitter handle, or I might check out the Facebook, or I might do any number of things. And when I do that, I should be able to tell that these things are the same organization. And it's not that we need to be saying the same things across the entire thing, but they should feel similar and feel related. So I wanted to delve into a little bit about how we act. And I just wanted to say that because I think it probably is the most important way that our brand comes to life is through all of us, you know, the volunteers out in the world talking about CCL and, you know, taking actions and writing letters and all of those things. And so I think it's probably the most important thing for CCL and possibly more important than most other organizations. So I wanted to give quick examples of how this works. In some cases we've done, you know, there's huge curriculums around some of these. And so I don't want to pretend like this pushes those out of the way, but I do think that they're consistent. So for example, if we're focused on a big solution, we show that by being consistent. So we're consistently talking about the same solution. We're talking about the Climate Solutions Caucus. Our messages from one meeting to the next make sense. And we're not going every which way. Relationship driven, again, this is a whole practice at CCL, but you know, we show it by being thoughtful. We consider other viewpoints, we listen, we actually hear what people are saying, and then we have discussions rather than making speeches. Nonpartisan. This one is interesting. I think we show it by being approachable. So it should be easy for people to talk to us, no matter who they are or where they come from. And the last one's effective. So we show this one by being polished and prepared. If we're meeting with someone, we're gonna make good use of their time. So now what we say, we've talked a little bit about the buckets, and I'm not gonna give you a list of talking points here, but I do wanna make a pitch for consistent messaging. It is really important to stay focused in our messaging for a couple reasons. And the first one is resonance, which we talked a little bit about. People are really, really busy, and we all have ways that we screen things out already. So, you know, if I'm at the farmer's market buying lemons, I probably don't want to be interrupted. And there's a million ways that if you approach me to talk to me that I'm going to be able to screen you out. One of which might be if you say something to me that doesn't resonate right away. So, you know, if you start with, I think we can all agree that the climate is changing, I might think, even though I care about this issue, I don't want to think about this right now. I want to, you know, and I might push you away. But if you start with something that really resonates with me, for example, did you know that there's a climate solution that Republicans and Democrats agree on? That's something that's interesting to me, and that might stop me in my tracks. The second one is that it removes barriers. And so, you know, you might be thinking, okay, what would it hurt that we put all of our stuff up front? It's not that people have to read it, but then it's there in case they want to read it. I would argue that, you know, if we put a ton of information right up front, even if we tell people they don't have to pay attention to it, the impression that they're going to get is that they have to learn this before they come to the table with CCL, and it's creating a barrier for some people that we don't need to put up, because you don't need to read all these things or know all these things to come to the table. And then the last thing is that repetition matters. So it's much better for us to say the same thing twice than to say two different things. It is much better to say the same thing twice than to say two different things, because the more times we hear something, the more we believe it. So it is a better use of our time to say the same thing twice than to come up with a longer list of things that we think might be compelling.
Hi, everybody. So as Leslie has been explaining, what we say is really important. What's also important is how we say those things. So the other way people will get to know our brand is by us using a consistent tone or a consistent voice in all our materials. So I'm going to walk you through a few examples of what CCL's voice sounds like and what we don't sound like in the form of some do's and don'ts. You probably already know some of this intuitively, but it becomes a lot clearer when it's explicitly outlined. We do want you to be inclusive. Use we rather than you or I. So for example, you might say, we agree that climate change is an issue. Let's work together to solve it. What we don't want to do is be divisive. So an example of that would be to say, You're conservative, I'm liberal. I hope once you read this article or watch this film, you will agree with me. The next do and don't is do be positive. Use phrases like we can and maintain a conversational tone. So you might say, we can encourage Congress to take action on climate change. We just have to work together to make it happen. What you don't want to do is lecture or try to scare people into taking action. So we want to steer away from saying things like, you should be doing more in the fight against climate change. Your kids are going to suffer. That's going to freak people out and might sort of paralyze them from taking action. So our next example, do keep your sentences short and clear. So an example of that would be, carbon pricing is a good way to address climate change. It's a simple policy that will help stabilize our climate. What we don't want to do is use jargon or quote complicated statistics that are difficult for people to understand. That's a very quick way to lose people. So an example of that might be something like, our CO2 concentration is above 400 parts per million, so we need to reduce our GHG emissions by implementing a $15 ton price on carbon. That's not really in the CCL voice that we're going for. So do remember to keep your sentences short and clear. Another do and don't is do make it personal. A good story is a great way to form a connection. So you might say something like, I loved going to the beach with my family as a child. Now I'm worried that sea level rise and extreme heat will make it harder to share that experience with my own kids. You don't want to use hyperbole or rhetoric. An example of that would be saying something like, our beaches are literally washing away before our eyes, and people are dying left and right from crazy heat waves. Fossil fuel companies should pay for ruining our planet. Again, that's a little bit on the exaggerated side. It's kind of sounds like a talking point, so you want to stick with that personal story, keeping it in that CCL voice. And then another example or another sort of do and don't is do be true to yourself. So say something like, as a constituent, I really hope to see my member of Congress address this issue that affects me and my family. What you don't want to do is try to force humor or be too clever with puns and double entendres. So an example of that would be if you said something like, as the mercury on the thermostat and our sea levels rise, I hope my member of Congress will rise to the occasion with climate legislation. It's a little tortured. You're probably going to get further with that being true to yourself, and that's going to feel more like CCL to the people that are reading it. And then another tip, and this is specifically for written materials, do pause or use white space to allow your audience time to react to the information that you're presenting them. And don't shout, use overuse color or punctuation. A visual of these is here on the left. So Citizens Climate Lobby has more than 400 chapters across the country. You can add a hard return there, a paragraph break, and then say, more than 400 people strengthening our democracy, one conversation at a time. So that gives your reader a little time, gives their eye a little break. They can absorb that information. Whereas on the right, we say, Citizens Climate Lobby has more than 400 chapters across the country. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. More than 400 groups of Republicans and Democrats, with that text there in red and blue, actually working together, all caps, on climate change. Exclamation, exclamation. That's a little much. So we want to steer away from that in our written materials and stick more with keeping that, offering that white space and giving your reader time to absorb the information that you're presenting. So that's what I've got for you in terms of how we sound. So thanks for listening. If you have any questions, you can always email me, flannery@citizensclimate.org. And now I'll hand it back over to the marketing team to discuss the style guide and how the CCL brand uses colors, fonts, logos, and images. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, Brett. Hi, everyone. I'm Allison Kabisco. Thanks for being here. It's nice to talk with you. So given everything that Leslie and Flannery talked about regarding the brand strategy and the voice, the marketing team has put together brand style guidelines, which will help you decide what design choices to follow when you're using and creating materials, be it print or web-based. As Leslie mentioned, consistency through the brand experience The guidelines will cover items having to do with look and feel, so our materials look the same across the board. Look and feel is important since we process visual things much more easier than written words. If CCL looks differently, every time someone sees us, we're actually working against ourselves rather than building on a series of the same experiences that people have with us. So look and feel includes the color and font choices we use, the use of our logo and image style. So you'll find guidance on each of these in a style guide, which will be on CCL Community, and we'll review the style guidelines now. So first we'll talk about color. So you'll see here, this is our full color palette, which consists of selected colors that work really nicely together as a whole system, and it also gives us a wide range of colors to work with. So you shouldn't use any colors that are not on this palette. So our primary colors are used most often, and they include our logo colors, which is the CCL green and the CCL blue. And then we also have a dark olive green, which is a little bit easier to work with than the bright green. And like Flannery mentioned, white is one of our primary colors too. So it is okay to have white space on your materials to give people a break and absorb things. Our secondary color palette is muted, and it's meant to draw your eye to our bright primary colors. So these colors are mostly used in color blocks or as accents, and in large blocks of copy are usually the dark gray color. And then finally, we have our tertiary palette, which includes a Republican red and a Democrat blue. Since we are a nonpartisan organization, whenever we're directly speaking about Congress, we will use this red and blue. For example, we use it for anything when we're talking about the Climate Solutions Caucus or some action-related item like Call Congress Day, which there's an example there. So if you're ever planning to use red or blue in your materials, use these shades because they work really nicely with the rest of our colors and they don't clash. So next, we will talk about fonts. So the first thing is the headline, which always goes at the top of a page. So that's your big headline right at the top. We use a font called Ubuntu, and we use it in its bold form. For headlines, you can either use sentence case or what we call camel case. So sentence case is when the first letter of the sentence is capitalized, or camel case has the first letter of every word capitalized. But like Flannery said, we would not like you to use caps because that's just a little bit too much in your face. So color-wise, your headlines are CCL blue if it's on a white background, or they're white if it's on a blue background, as you see on this slide. So everything will usually have a headline at the top so that people know what your piece is about and it grabs their attention right away. And at times, it may also require a subheadline, which will give the person a little bit more information. So for subheadlines, we still use the Ubuntu font, but we don't use the bold version. We just use the regular version, and it's in dark olive green if it's on a white background. If it's on the blue background, it will also be white, just like the headline. The subhead is also a little bit smaller than the headline, so it's about 45 to 50% of the size of the headline. So you have your headline and your subheadline, and then you finally get to the main text of your document, which is the body copy. For body copy, we use a font called Source Sans Pro, which works well for large blocks of copy because it's very easy to read. And the body copy should be the color dark gray, which, as a reminder, is from our secondary color palette. If you have a lot of copy, like Flannery mentioned, you want to break it up a little bit so people have time to absorb it and are ready to move on to the next section. You can create sections and you can break them down into text blocks like you see here on a light gray background. And we also have this green ribbon treatment to give a little pop to the section. So in the style guide, we do have that ribbon treatment available to you, so it will be easy to insert into any materials. So that slide we just saw, you can see everything put together with the headline in the bold Ubuntu, the subheadline in the regular Ubuntu, and then you have the Source Sans Pro body copy. So next we'll review using our logo. Our logo consists of the CCL symbol and the word mark. So you always want to keep these two elements together. You don't want to split up the symbol from the word. and you don't want to stretch it out in any way. We have the horizontal version and the square version, so you can use whichever one fits best in the piece you're working with. And just be sure to leave some space around the logo. So we have some guidance on which logo to use depending on your background. So that will be in the style guide. But in general, the color logo is used on white and black backgrounds. On colored backgrounds, you can use the white logo. And then we also have the black and white, which you can use if you're printing black and white materials. If you do want to use the logo on a picture, try to use it on a simpler background photo. Now we just have a few examples of what not to do with the logo, so don't stretch it or change the colors, or you can see an example of a background that's a little bit too busy, so the logo gets lost there. Okay, so next we will talk about our brand photography style. So our main use of photography is meant to highlight our volunteers and the focus that we have on relationships. They're also meant to highlight the joy and passion that doing the work of CCL evokes. And it's meant to show people the work that actual CCL volunteers do as part of the organization. So in short, using a photography is meant to reinforce the human focus of CCL. So we're trying to stay away from disaster photography for our main photo uses. And we're also trying to stay away from big group photos since they're a little bit more posed and they're not showing human relationships as deeply. So here we have some more examples of photos that are in our style that we're going for. We have a bank of photos that we believe evoke the feelings of optimism, positivity, warmth, friendliness, joy, and engagement of people. So the main principles of these photos are that they're realistic and they look like people in their day-to-day life. It's people interacting with each other, so it should feel real and relatable. And because we're emphasizing human relationships, the photos should have at least two people in them. And they're also up close so that you can see people's emotions interacting with each other. And lastly, we try to encourage diversity in our photos. So that includes gender, age, ethnicity, body types, etc. So we have a bunch of photos that we've been taking in our image style, and we will have the bank of those photos available to you. But every group should feel free to use whatever photos they think represents themselves and their group. We do feel that this photo style allows groups to customize by regional and local priorities. So we're not going to stop you from using photos that you do love or stop you from taking your own photos. But if you can, try using this style as a guide to take photos similar to the ones that we have in our photo repository. So here's just a few of the photos that are not quite in our style. So you'll see they're kind of stock photos that look overly posed or a little cheesy. Some of them are zoomed out so you can't really see the emotions on people's faces, or they're a little washed out. So we also have created some icons. And what icons are meant to do are convey key concepts instead of using just words and photos. It's a more graphical representation of something. So the concepts that the icons represent are our brand pillars, our levers of political will, and how our solution works. So these help the concepts to be visually distinct, and it helps keep our photos more on the human side and more relationship driven, while these are more graphical. So we do have these icons will be available in the guidelines, and we have a colored set and also a grayscale set that you can use for the black and white printing. Okay, so I know that was a lot of information to absorb. So that's why we do have the full brand style guidelines available to you on communities, so you can download it. It will include links to our photo bank, the icons, the logos, and the way to get the fonts. And it will also include the same guidance that I just went over today. We will be updating this guide as we keep using it and using it in real life applications and as we add more resources. So we'll probably see versions of it. But we encourage you to use materials that we've already created so you can spend your time on doing something else instead of fighting and, you know, making materials that we've already made. But if you are looking to make your own materials, you're totally free to do so. The guide should give you enough guidance to make things. But if you have any questions or have trouble navigating the guide, you can reach out to the marketing team and we'll be happy to help you. And then finally, I just wanted to give you a peek at some of the resources we have already updated with the brand guidelines in mind. So you'll see our colors are being used, the icons, and our photo style.
And with that, I think let's give a big round of applause to both Allison and Leslie. And then lastly, here's how to get a hold of us. So Allison's generously enough been offering her email if you have questions on the marketing side. If you have questions, you know, on anything related to the training lesson or overall thoughts, feel free to email me as well. It's just brett@citizensclimate.org. Again, we put the URL to the actual branding guidelines in the chat window, but it's just there on the screen. And I will close tonight just with a final slide thanking you. You are the cavalry making all of this possible and the ones that actually will have the chance to implement this and also give feedback on what's working, where we can continue to improve it, and what you like about it. So we hope you found this webinar useful tonight, and I'm going to unmute all lines and have the chance to sign off and celebrate all the good work that you're all doing. Good to see everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Night.
It was an awesome display of dental hygiene.
Oh, thank you, Claire.